Streamline tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump, the Senate unanimously approves a resolution calling for a whistleblower's complaint about the president's call with Ukraine's president to be released.
An administration official tells Fox News the intel community's inspector general found the whistleblower who accused President Trump of urging Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden had political bias. That senior White House official also tells Fox News a few words in the transcript of President Trump's call with Ukraine's president will raise eyebrows, but it's nowhere near as inflammatory as Democrats have suggested.
Fox's Sean Langell in D.C. There's another sentence in the college admissions scandal.
A federal judge in Boston sentenced Devin Sloan to 4 months in prison. The L.A. businessman admitted paying $250,000 to get his son into USC as a water polo player.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
It's hot out there. I mean stupid hot.
It's hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
How hot is it, Greg Budell?
It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, if you want it your way, cook it yourself.
Jay Scott, can we get a report from you?
Last Tuesday, it was so hot, I fainted in the pool. Do you know how hot it has to be to faint in the pool?
Emily Hayes, how's the weather treating you?
I am not tropical. I'm not a toucan. It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I know you're hot. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you're a hot dog.
Wow, never heard of that one before.
Well, they can't all be winners. And Rich Thomas, in your professional opinion, how hot is it?
It's so hot, I poured McDonald's coffee in my lap to cool off.
Now that's hot. So do what you can to stay cool and stand by for three men and a lady.
Ooh, it's hot. I'm gonna slit somebody's throat over this heat.
The temperature gets hotter.
Leon's getting larger.
And those who have been longtime listeners knew that was coming. It is Three Men and a Lady with yours truly, Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. She'll be having a good news story a little bit later. But as always, we start with the forecast and Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I didn't count them, but I think there were about five showers in the state yesterday.
I counted four pinpricks on the Doppler yesterday, including a listener who was in Ada listening on the app and had one there. She heard some thunder, too.
Is that right? Thunder?
Yeah.
What did you say, that Jay?
I took one this morning.
Oh, a shower. Oh. I see what he's talking about. So we're up to half a dozen showers. We're doing a shower-a-thon here.
I took a bath.
Very hot today with a high around 96. We had 97 yesterday. We could easily be 97 yesterday. What is the record for today? 98 in 2016. Is it in jeopardy? You bet it is. And then the records for the next several days will be in jeopardy. Low tonight, 72. Oh, that I see. You played the Jeopardy music is what you did.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, I'm lumping 5 days together, highs in the upper 90s each day, and the record highs will be in jeopardy or broken. I think they'll either be tied or broken every single one of those days. Can't rule out 100 degrees for a high, by the way. No significant rain for the next, well, if you watch my morning video, you'll see 7 to 10 days look dry. 7 to 10 of the next, and we're about to go into the driest month of the year. We're watching the tropics for some tropical help, and there's one system out there that we really have our eyes on. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds, and 67 degrees at 6:05.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I guess you don't know what today is.
No, I don't know.
Well, first of all,
it's Wednesday.
Oh, right, it's Wednesday.
You know they call it
Hump Day.
Second, and this is really the more important part.
It is National
One Hit Wonder
Day.
One hit wonders.
These guys are one hit wonders.
One hit wonder.
One hit wonders.
You're not a one hit wonder.
Don't nobody listen to you.
Yeah, nobody's listening to you.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
It's showtime.
At a celebration of One Hit Wonder Day today, I put a link up on Facebook on this topic and asked people to post their all-time favorite one hit wonders, and I'm pleased to see that we've had some response on this already.
That's a good one. Afternoon Delight, I see Spirit in the Sky.
That's one of those, Afternoon Delight's one of those songs that everybody, oh, I hate that, but I kind of secretly.
It's been in so many movie soundtracks.
I don't think any song has been more used than Spirit in the Sky. It's also probably, you know, what they call bumper music coming out of breaks on talk shows. I hear it a lot there, too.
Your buddy Lou went to college, went to high school with that guy.
That's right.
Norman Greenbaum.
Lou Nyman was, Norman Greenbaum was in his graduating class. I bet Norman Greenbaum made a ton of money just on the residuals from use of that song.
He loves going to the mailbox.
Come on, Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runner. Tighter and Tighter by Alive and Kicking, a group that sounded a lot like Tommy James because he produced them. Brandy, Montego Bay, I love that. Love that song by Bobby Bloom. Don't Worry, Be Happy. Carolyn, you're the one that likes that song. And Danny says The Lion Sleeps Tonight by the Tokens.
And we'll list a few more on the timeline here in a little bit.
All righty then. And I also promise I'll probably do that more this afternoon than this morning. But we will sample some of the suggested one-hit wonders.
How did it go with you and Brett yesterday afternoon?
Great.
Yeah.
Actually, the only.
Did you ask him
about MUI?
Yes.
Yeah, I was driving and I couldn't text you, but I didn't bring up MUI. That was part of Random Facts.
But you were the one that.
I texted you to remind you. Yeah.
So you were nagging me on it.
It was not nagging me. No. That's not what happened. I was giving your memory a little push to remember to ask that question.
When do I get the list
I've got
of
it.
Names?
So I've got it on my email right in front of me.
All right, hang on.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game.
The name game for the 6 a.m. hour is Willie Perdue. Willie Perdue, you have until the end of the hour to call us at 396-5477. When you do, you'll be qualified to win a 65-inch Sony Smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Willie Perdue, 396-5477.
I think Willie is a News Talk listener. I almost bet on that. At 7 minutes after 6, today we got Baumhauer's tonight. We hope you can get free cake. We're going to be splitting up a cake. And there's some nice muffins on the table downstairs.
Oh, what's the cake in reference to?
Yeah, could the cake be to celebrate a birthday?
Yeah. What's the cake for?
I bet millions of Americans.
I went to a bake sale.
Probably millions of Americans have a birthday this week, huh?
And you're just celebrating those people.
Those people.
Eddie Bader has a birthday tomorrow.
Eddie Bader?
Yeah.
The same day as Rick Peters?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? Side note, Eddie Bader's new business cards on the back say, "It's better with Bader."
Oh.
I believe you coined that.
Did I coin that?
I think you did. Did you?
Yeah.
Well, going to need some residual.
That's a lot of alliteration.
I get very territorial about my
ideas. I know you do.
Well, then stop putting them out on the radio.
I'd rather have you pick my pocket.
Anywho,
yes.
Talk about stuff working worthy enough to be on a business card, Roll Tide.
I saw Brad at the gym yesterday. He was getting ready. He was working out, getting ready for your show.
The only... He's always a great guest, and he knows his topic better than anybody, which is the world of money. But yesterday, we were going downstairs during a break, and my sweatpants almost fell off.
Oh, what?
No.
Well, I've lost a lot of weight, and if I have anything in my pocket, like a wallet or a cell phone...
Drags it down.
Maybe and I got that tight.
Yeah, maybe we should get you new sweatpants for your birthday.
So if I was having a birthday...
He wants nothing.
I don't want
anything.
He's
getting nothing.
I will reject it. I will absolutely
getting
reject
nothing.
Any gifts.
I took the card back already, got good. The receipt.
Good. How do you take a greeting card back?
We're done with this. Yes, but you already wrote on it.
Well, I mean... It was a white card, and I just white out the name, and it looks brand new.
Oh, wow.
You're getting nothing.
Nothing.
And you'll like it.
And you'll like it.
No, but if I were having a birthday this week, I'd be pretty pleased that I at least am going into it with some weight loss going on.
Yes.
Which is nice.
This is a very good thing, and I don't say it enough, because I see you a lot. If I saw you once a week,
it'd be
I'd
different.
Say, oh, my God.
But it's that gradual change, and we see you
that's
every
the way
day.
To do it, too.
Yeah.
You can't do it in a week or two.
No.
But if you give yourself a chance to lose a pound or two a week over an extended period of time, that adds up.
I think we have unity on these.
Unity!
All right, great. one thing we can all have a unified opinion, there's one man and one man only who earns the title of Much Beloved and Glorious. Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams. This is the last week of the month at Adams Motorsports, and it looks like summer's going to continue through the end of the year. So,
Christmas.
Maybe you were holding off on a Kawasaki jet ski because you were kind of figuring, well, it's going to cool down, but it's not. We're in hell now, and it's going to stay that way. So, Rich has been real good for business. Terry should send you a gift. Until I find out otherwise, there's a jet ski or two left. When they're out, they're out. By the way, Terry has also started his Christmas layaway program. And now's the time to go in there and cut the deal because it's the last week of the month, and this is when old Much Beloved and Glorious bends over backwards to accommodate people who want a deal on a Kawasaki or a Suzuki motorcycle, any of the great Polaris products, which are just, I mean, amazing to see, rugged as all get out, and with some luxury engineered into the cockpit. They're just incredible vehicles. All waiting for you at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackley. You can browse the inventory and some great pre-owned selections and get your credit app started for manufacturers, low interest rates, easy credit standards at AdamsMotorsports.com. Here's your local news at 611.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools will move forward with the charter school conversion plan from the Montgomery Education Foundation. The board voted in favor of the plan last night. From here, the board now has 60 days to negotiate and approve a contract. Montgomery County now has a cold case unit. It's made up of members of the Montgomery Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the District Attorney's Office. The unit is working 5 cases right now, and we are told they are close to making arrests. And a Troy University fraternity will remain on suspension for the fall semester. This is the result of a hazing investigation. University officials also say that 7 Sigma Chi fraternity members are now facing disciplinary action. The university will reevaluate the fraternity's status at the end of the semester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me. 221-2883.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
At 6:15, it's a 60-year-old woman, and it's not her age that's really a factor here. I don't have a name. She went to a sushi restaurant and took a big mouthful of what she thought was avocado.
No!
Turned out to be wasabi.
I've done that. You've heard my wasabi story.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing went into my mouth.
She felt chest pain, spread to her arms, and wound up going to the hospital. Turns out she triggered a heart condition called Takotsubo. Wow. Cardiomyopathy. Don't.
What?
I'm collecting for that later today. The Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, which is better known as broken heart syndrome. After something tragic happens, like a death or something, at the end of a relationship, whatever, the stress can trigger actual heart issues, which is why it's called broken heart syndrome. And no exaggeration here, many years ago, I know somebody that passed away from that at a very young age. Because sometimes people are equipped or not equipped to handle a trauma. And that was the doctor's diagnosis on the situation. Researchers say they believe it's the first time wasabi has triggered this specific heart condition. But the lesson here, don't be foolish. Remember those?
Yeah, don't be foolish. Well, she must have had a bigger, I ate a smaller glob, apparently.
I mean, this must have been one of those big bits.
Yeah, because I ate the glob. What is this? This looks tasty.
Rich.
Oh, man. Almost went into cardiac arrest.
Mm.
Yeah, I tried it once, and it was just like a nugget-sized amount, and even that, my eyes were watering.
I like to put a little wasabi in with the soy sauce, and I don't know if that is bad manners or whatever, but you know how you kind of mix it a little bit together?
My watchwords are, no wasabi, kimosabi.
And Rich does not like sushi. Rich will never like sushi.
If it's cooked right, it's okay.
Don't invite Rich to sushi.
My sushi policy was always based on the date that I was with.
Oh?
Oh, what was her name again?
My introduction to sushi came from Debbie Gregory. She was the actress long ago. Still friends on Facebook.
Nice.
In fact, last year, she said, hey, I just found that jacket you gave me, that waxy jacket. It was a station jacket.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted it, so I gave it to her and told the boss. I lied to the boss and said, I lost it, so they had to get me a new one. And she sent it, and I came to regret that she did, because when I put it on, it was like wearing a bra. Not that I know what wearing a bra is like, but...
Well, you know...
It was...
Hey, that's something for his birthday.
A bra?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Something comfy and easy to unhook, please. It'd be much appreciated. All callers to the show, including those who have called today, are eligible for some great prizes at the end of the week, including the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Another Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon coming up Friday. These are the folks we hope you will team up. It's always good to never have any doubts about where to take your car. When one of those goofy warning lights comes on your dashboard or you hear a funky sound from the engine, they have state-of-the-art diagnosticians. They are totally... This is one of the straightest group of people you'll ever deal with. So you know you're going to get accuracy, and you're going to get a fair price on whatever work you need done. And when it comes to replacing your tires, Don does direct work with all the major manufacturers, so we can offer them at a real wholesale price to you. And, of course, a price that always includes installation. Unless you have a rack in your backyard or garage, it's always best to let the professionals... put your new tires on. Three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's, on Madison Avenue, 408 Madison downtown. If you work for the government, that's very convenient. They will be happy to pick you up and take you back to work, whatever you need in terms of an accommodation. Same thing on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. It is 619. We have our first traffic report of the morning coming up, and then Rich has the timeline for the 25th of September. Yep. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling our way through the 6 o'clock hour this morning, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't have any big hang-ups for you. If you are on the boulevard, you're moving along pretty well. It's slowing down around some of the intersections, so be careful. If you're on the interstates, don't worry. Everybody's up at a speed limit right, and we don't see any delays on the 31s this morning. Keep an eye out for school buses. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump, the Senate unanimously approves a resolution calling for a whistleblower's complaint about the president's call with Ukraine's president to be released.
An administration official tells Fox News the intel community's inspector general found the whistleblower who accused President Trump of urging Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden had political bias. That senior White House official also tells Fox News a few words in the transcript of President Trump's call with Ukraine's president will raise eyebrows, but it's nowhere near as inflammatory as Democrats have suggested.
Fox's Sean Langell in D.C. There's another sentence in the college admissions scandal.
A federal judge in Boston sentenced Devin Sloan to 4 months in prison. The L.A. businessman admitted paying $250,000 to get his son into USC as a water polo player.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:23 with the timeline for the 25th of September, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Right you are, Greg. It's the 268th day of the year. There are 97 days remaining. As you heard earlier this hour, and you'll hear several more times, this is One Hit Wonder Day. We listed several here earlier in the show that you put on Facebook. Here's some popular ones. Eye of the Tiger, Survivor. Yeah. How about, we mentioned, and I saw the news channels in the middle of the night doing Come On, Eileen.
Probably one of the best One Hit Wonders
really good.
Ever.
How about Hey, Mickey, you're so funny.
Probably one of the worst
same year.
Ever.
All three of those, same year. Eye of the Tiger, Dexy's Midnight Runners, and Tony Basil, 82.
Wow.
And how about Ice Ice Baby?
Oh, yeah.
It's National Comic Book Day. 230 years ago, in 1789, Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution, sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of those were ratified and became the Bill of Rights. On this date in 1888, Jack the Ripper mailed his first letter to London's Central News Agency. He promised to cut off the ear of the next woman he murdered, and sure enough, an earless body was found 5 days later. They've recently, they've figured out that Jack the Ripper was this 23-year-old Polish immigrant.
Yeah, I've read that. I've read it, watched a number of documentaries on that story.
I mean, it's fascinating. Every time I see a new one come out, I watch it. 93 years ago in 1926, Henry Ford establishes the 8-hour, 5-day-a-week work week. 1954, Elvis Presley makes his first and only appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. And all of us who are watching country music on PBS this week, that's a pretty big deal. 1957, under escort from the U.S. Army, 101st Airborne Division, 9 black students enter an all-white Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. On the state in 64, Temptations begin recording a little song down there in Studio A downstairs in Hitsville called My Girl. It was would be their first number one and the first of 15 top 10 hits, maybe the most classic bass guitar riff of all time.
You know that the whole thing about our song, that was probably the most frequently used our song
of
all time.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's our song. Dun, dun, dun. Then boom. On this date in 65, 59-year-old Satchel Paige pitches 3 innings. On this date, the Kansas City Athletics start ageless wonder in a game against the Boston Red Sox.
How many did you get last night?
Satchel Paige is dead.
Hey, what now?
Satchel Paige is dead.
I don't know about that.
49 years ago in 1970, the Partridge Family debuted on ABC. You know, the Cowsills were supposed to be that family, and they went and kind of lived with them for a couple of weeks, and they decided, nope, new way. So then they made up this this pretend family. 39 years ago in 1980, the legendary Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham died in bed. You see, he had taken 40 shots of vodka before bed and suffocated on his own, 40 shots of vodka. Kids, don't do 40 shots. Stop at 38.
Thank you, Soupy Sales.
He was only 32. Now our song of the day. It is not summer anymore, but it's the third day of fall, and yet endless summer, relentless summer rolls on. So why don't we do this one? We don't do enough Bananarama on the timeline. It could be a record high territory for the next few days. It's been a long extended summer, so let's pull this one out. Taylor Swift covered it. Well, let's do the 1981 hit version. 3 Girls from London, Cruel, Cruel Summer. You know, they weren't a one-hit wonder, but they did cover a song called Venus by Shocking Blue, and they were another one-hit wonder. On this date in 1987, The Princess Bride was released. Andre the Giant. 22 years ago in 1997, sportscaster Marv Albert pleaded guilty to assault and battery for biting a woman in a hotel room. And that's only part of the story. We'll forego the rest. NBC fired him.
Can
a few
hours. Can we
post
the pictures? Wasn't he wearing women's
clothes? He was wearing women's clothes, and he was wearing some makeup.
And yet he went right back to his sportscasting career as if nothing happened.
And now he's one of the few examples of that.
Yeah. I think today, with social media piling on, no way. Right. No way he would have survived.
2005, Get Smart superstar Don Adams passed away at the age of 82. 8 years ago in 2011, the New York Post reported that Sly and the Family Stone was broken and living in a van in Los Angeles. 2016, Arnold Palmer died on this date. He was 87. There's a drink called an Arnold Palmer, right?
Mm-hmm. Half sweet tea, half lemonade. Or maybe not sweet tea. Just half iced tea and lemonade.
Do you remember Arnold Palmer's wife on the Carson show?
No, I do not. Oh, yeah. She kisses, she kisses his balls before he... But she, of course... and then Johnny's response... Remember Johnny's response?
Why don't you go ahead?
Missed the story.
Well,
I bet that made his putter stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll be.
Well, so you could have said 6 wood, and it would have, you know.
From that, we go to Anthony Weiner, on this, the 2017 ex-New York congressman, sentenced to 21 months in jail on this date in 2017 for sexting underage girls.
You're so naughty.
Okay, let's get off the sex subject. Oh, we can't. 2018, Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for sexual assault. Birthdays today, Hal Sparks is 50. He used to host Talk Soup. Will Smith is 51. Scottie Pippen, NBA Hall of Famer, is 54. Heather Locklear is 58. Mark Hamill from Star Wars, is how old today?
58.
68.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Boy, that's old.
Okay. How old is Potsy?
Potsy? I had Anson Williams on my show. And
how old is Potsy?
I think he was a little older than me at the time, so I'm going to guess 80.
He's 70. Potsy's... Oh, my God.
I was right.
He would punch you in the nose. Cheryl Teagues is 72. She's on a lot of boys' walls as far as posters. Michael Douglas was never on anyone's wall. He was 75. And Barbara Wawa is 90.
She's 90?
90 today.
Wow.
Got her on my wall. That's the kind of life Jay had. Birthday season is 2 days away. We're 36 days till Halloween, 39 days till the time change, 41 days, I beg your pardon, Thanksgiving is 64 days, and the Iron Bowl is 2 days later. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You know, when you have a treasure like Rich Thomas in your building, you want it to receive the best protection.
Good segue.
which is why the Blue Water Broadcasting Company, LLC, chooses Applied Security.
What is LLC?
We cannot allow anything to happen to this man. The rest of us, not so much, but Rich, the company just goes out of business without him. So we have the very best in security. Seriously, I heard a story the other day about something that happened in this building way back. Yeah. A break-in and a studio takeover, and it was after that during the previous owner.
You were here.
Must have been before me then.
It was.
Yeah, but because we never had a studio takeover. Break-ins, yes. Studio takeover, no.
Yeah. The point being, that is when the switch to Applied Security occurred, so everything was battened down. It's video monitored, and we have a security system that is second to none. And I wouldn't recommend anybody testing it. In fact, I've had to text Jay a couple of times.
We tested ourselves enough.
Yeah.
And it works.
And if
that phone started ringing.
If you forget the code, you got to get it from somebody, or you're just not getting in. So they do an excellent job, and they will do an excellent job for your home or business. And
they called us yesterday, by the way.
They did.
Yeah, because that phone started ringing, and I was like, what happened?
There was, the building's full. We're all on, we're all working. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. But one of the windows had a trigger on it, and so they were calling to make sure. So
there you go. 279-8338, a great local company. Mark and Vicky have become friends. It's a pleasure to represent them on the radio. So for your home, business, or commercial property, Applied Security, 279-8338. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
We're headed for a bunch of records, not just high temperature records, but rainfall records and so many other. Let me try to condense for you. Very hot today with a high around 96. The record is 98, 2018, so we'll be in the neighborhood. Yesterday's high was 97. Low tonight will be 72. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, highs in the upper 90s each day. And I can't rule out 100 degrees any one of those days. Potential records either tied or broken each one of those 5 days, mostly broken. No significant rain for the next 7 to 10 days, and we're watching the tropics for possible raindrops there someday, but not anytime soon. Watch my morning video this morning for which tropical contenders are most likely to be a threat to the United States. Right now, this morning, it just became sunrise at 6:36. Can we hear the sun going up? The sun will go down at 6:39 tonight. That gives us 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. Right now it's 67 degrees, clear skies, 6:36.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Thank you, JRTV. Chat this morning is on the topic of things you'll regret wasting time on when you're older. I wonder who we use as a reference point for that. Wonder. 6:35.
We're rolling through the middle of the 6 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. This is an accident with injury, so look out for emergency vehicles as they head to the scene. If you're on the boulevard, our traffic is moving along pretty well. We don't have any delays for you, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. Let's just be extra careful this morning and keep your eyes open for school buses. Your office location says it all. Sonova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What time is it?
Party time.
Party time.
You are right on time to hop on this party train. Woo-hoo!
Is it party time already?
It's time to party.
Oh my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
Let's get it now.
Ooh, I want the time of my life.
6:39.
Let's break out the glow sticks. It's time to get this party started.
Well, laissez les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
You're still having a good time.
You're having a good time, huh? You're enjoying yourself?
You just need to learn how to have a good time.
Good times.
Oh, baby. Ooh.
Good time.
All right, folks, warm up your zeniths because
it's showtime.
Your zeniths. Magnavox.
Yeah, there you go.
What are some other? Oh, there. I bet there's some ancient ones.
Warm up your Hitachi.
Oh.
Yeah, that's going back a bit.
It is
Gold
true.
Star, was that one? We had a TV. Maybe that was...
That was a cheapie. That was a Kmart.
Yeah, that was... Well, that's a Gold Star? Divorce with three kids.
Kmart.
You should be joining.
That's what we had. That TV lasted us forever, though. Like,
oh yeah.
Post mom's divorce into the marriage with my stepdad.
Yeah.
We had that Gold Star forever.
Did you ever have to fool with the rabbit ears? And
oh yeah.
Did you ever put tinfoil on the antenna?
Tinfoil clothes hangers, you name it. When the rabbit ears got busted.
You stand there. Don't move.
Yeah. Exactly. Hold that position. Okay, any other ancient references we can make to what TV used to be like?
Well, we're not going to say ancient.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, when you're young, and that's certainly not myself, Andrew, Angelia, well, it seems like you've got forever. Then you get a few more years under your belt, and you realize that you just wasted a lot of time.
Well, how poetic have you been?
I know, right?
Here are four things people regret wasting time on once they get older. Trying to do everything on their own, not asking for help, trying to make bad relationships work, dwelling on mistakes and shortcomings, and worrying too much about what other people think.
I think that a few of us are guilty of some of these. We want to bring in 3-Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Let's ask a guy who's getting older this week.
Oh, dang.
What's everybody looking at me for? All right, let's get to the guilty party on this topic. That would be me.
Uh-huh.
And it's number two, the bad relationships thing. I guess I have to because, A, I have the therapy bills to prove it.
Okay.
Because this is not easy stuff to learn for some people like me who are in the remedial relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully you have now learned, right?
8 engagements. And marriage number 4 is the one that's working.
Eight engagements?
You'll see my...
You've always been an overachiever, Greg.
Thank you.
Nice spin, Andrew.
I love that.
And had it not been for the last bus, maybe 9 engagements?
That's the real story. That's what he was on his way to do.
Oh, that Rich, he's... Anyway. And then connected to that is number 4, which is worrying too much about what other people think.
No, I'm bad about that. I'm bad about that. Really bad about that.
But everybody loves you. How could you worry about that?
No.
You need me around to remind you of that. Emily, back to you. What have you felt in evaluating your
on that list?
Your relatively brief life compared to some others in the room. What do you feel?
Do you dwell on your mistakes or shortcomings?
I have anxiety problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's no secret. But the spending too much time trying to make a bad relationship work thing, I did that and wasted 3 years of my life that I won't get back. But that's okay.
Jay, you're getting older. In fact, you got a birthday here in I forget how many
days. October.
That's correct.
October 20th.
So, yeah. I don't... There's not a lot on here that I deal with.
October 26th. Just
want to
throw that out.
Hey! And mine's November 8th. All right.
Do you make the Libra cutoff or do you?
No, she's a Scorpio.
No, you don't make
the
Libra.
Yeah,
Scorpio. Gotcha. Oh, I know a lot about you if you're Scorpio.
Because he's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they do. It's all wrong.
Oh, no. I know a lot about you now.
All the good characteristics, that's me.
All right, I got you.
The key to all this, instead of worrying about what other people think, is to have a healthy opinion of yourself. I mean, you don't beat yourself up, but you own or try to learn from your mistakes because I believe life is a process of learning. And remember a few weeks ago we talked about people who have had near-death experiences?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Every person, all 50 in that study that I became familiar with, reported one among many common denominators. At their passing, they were filled with an infinite wisdom. All of a sudden, everything that made no sense to them in this life did when they left it.
Well, I want to find that out.
And, and really, none of them wanted to come back, too. So life is a learning process. Go with that. And just treat mistakes as a sort of a gift, because you have an opportunity to learn and not repeat it. Thank you. That'll be $50 from everybody in the room.
Very guilty.
This is a TED Talk.
Yeah, exactly. TED Talk, that's it. I was going to say, I don't know.
The producer had the best line.
I think back on something I said. Oh, I didn't hear it. What did he say?
He's the more you know.
We should alert the producer. Rich is sending you something.
Oh, it's
already been sent.
It's sent.
And Andrew, I will reply to you in a second.
If it's not breakfast, we don't want it.
Oh, dang. Dang.
I think I'm guilty of, like, looking back at something that I said in, like, third grade and still being like, oh.
That's crazy.
Well,
there was one teacher that I yelled at in elementary school
sometimes
because she wasn't paying attention to me, and I will never forget that.
Oh, wow.
You yelled at a teacher?
Such a spoiled brat.
Well, just sometimes you just
I grabbed her arm and
oh
was like,
my God. Pay attention to me.
Our topic tomorrow entitled...
some things going on at home or something.
Our topic tomorrow entitled Young Newspaper.
That's what we need to do. Go back and find that teacher. And if you're watching, Andrew is very sorry.
I'm sorry.
And it still haunts him
to
this day.
All right, guys. That is all the time we got this morning. Right. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
It was fun, kids.
Always. Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That was one of the most fun.
That was good.
Yeah, it was a good segment.
Her reaction to Andrew grabbing the teacher's arm was hilarious.
They have, we've helped them come out of their shell, I think, a little bit.
I believe we have.
In the last year.
Well, going back to my Miami days.
Yes.
The local TV folks down there loved to come on the show because they could break out of that newsman, newswoman trap they were in and let people know, hey, I have a personality too, because the news just didn't really allow for much of that in those days anyway. Sometimes there was happy talk. And it's interesting, we had a guy there, a redheaded guy,
yeah,
who was a hurricane hunter in the Navy for 25 years.
Oh, cool.
And became a local TV meteorologist, and he was one of the greatest people I've ever been blessed to know in my life. Walter Cronice. He was the guy. He had just retired that year. He was the guy I called from Chicago in 1992, and I said, what about this Andrew? And he said, you better get your ass down here.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Because this is the big one. It is 6:47. Guess what, everybody?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They'll be open in 13 minutes. 13 minutes. They have super flexible scheduling to work around your work schedule. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to noon, and 2 to 6. That's before work and after work, my friends. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 to noon. And Dr. Pasley, it's not just chiropractic services. He's all about overall wellness. He can help you with nutrition, physical therapy, all that jazz. So if you're in pain, don't be. Get on the road to wellness, and you can do that with Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, just a couple of miles off of I-65 in Millbrook on Highway 14. You can call them at 285-8483, but you may want to wait another 12 minutes. And you can always find them 24/7 online at millbrookchiropractor.com. There you can learn more about their services, fill out new patient paperwork, and even set up your appointment online. Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
You should visit them.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because that Dr. Jeff Pasley really
He's
knows his stuff.
He's helping,
man.
Eric with his rotator, his torn rotator cuff. So
I hope.
That's husband, for those that don't know.
No, I'm confident that he'll help, because I have a scar here. You won't even, can't see it that much, and I don't want to show up.
No, I don't.
That's a lot of skin.
Keep your shirt on.
I was only going to show her my zipper.
Oh, good Lord. Well,
that's worse.
No,
that's worse.
Is it they surgery went in, scars?
Yeah, from a torn rotator cuff. They went in and fixed it, and it was, God, it felt like somebody put a spear in my shoulder.
Yeah, we're
after the surgery. I was hitting the morphine drip button like Ringo Starr, man. It was for 3 days, it was just horrible.
That's awful. So we're trying to avoid any kind of situation like that.
That came from the second time I was hit by a car. When I got pinned against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It made everything in there burst.
Ew.
Awful. Again, a reminder, Bomb Hours tonight after happy hour. Hope to see you there. Enjoy some cake, and we'll be right back with the Cheap and Trashy after this message for the bald.
I'm sick of all these expensive hair growth treatments. I wish there was another way.
There is. It's called being bald.
Being bald? But won't it make my head look like a thumb?
Maybe, but it sure beats toupees, comb-overs, or even spending $10,000 on a skin graft from the back of your noggin.
But how will I date women?
The good news is, most women don't actually care if you're bald. Some of them enjoy rubbing a smooth, shaved scalp, and they might even think you look badass.
Cool! So you mean I'll look like Jason Statham?
Well, maybe more like Jeff Bezos.
I don't want to look that evil.
Then try a little facial hair to balance it out, like a chin strap, goatee, or even a full-on beard.
Sounds like a lot of manscaping.
Either way, it sure beats Rogaine.
Alright, you convinced me. I'm shaving my head today!
You'll be glad you did. And while you're at it, shave your back.
Yeah.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, thank you, Lady in a Can. Our top story, the ones getting a lot of traction on social media, the reactions of Ashton Kutcher and John Cryer to Demi Moore's claims in her shocking memoir, which included things with multiple people involved doing that. Cryer hit up Twitter to correct an error in her book. She claims that, I hate this story. I'm not doing this.
Oh, no. You sucked this in?
Yeah.
Where's Bailey?
Oh, I forgot.
Rich's morning has been like a comedy of errors.
Short way. Take it down. Quick.
What'd you say?
She's back.
Shut up. Hey, girl.
Breaking news. Bailey has been discovered. Outside the studio door. And not happy about it, apparently.
I'll tell you all about it in a little bit.
Yeah,
I know what happened.
All right, continuing on with our crap. Brad Pitt will be 56 in December. While that's not old, he realizes he's lived more of his life than he has yet to live. And when he wants to go out, he wants to go out like David Bowie did.
What?
Just the idea that he left on his own terms. He says, quote, I have this romantic idea of David Bowie going out with such grace and full acceptance, and it really appeals to me. Well, and we'll let you know when that time comes. 10 most embarrassing NFL franchises. What do you think's number one?
Embarrassing the Browns?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
Dolphins can't be far behind.
Well, they're on the list. They would have not made this list 20 or 25.
Of course not.
They were recurring playoff teams. I don't know. You know, it's the way they treated Don Shula going out. I think his curse lingers over the team. The Lions have not won a playoff game since 1992. You know, and they do the draft so that teams that suck can get good players and get better. But these teams that perennially suck apparently picked the wrong guys because none of them get better. The Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1991. The Buffalo Bills went to four straight Super Bowls and lost them all. And the league's current worst team, the Dolphins, have not won a playoff game since 2000. The Redskins, the Raiders, and the New York Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are probably going to get moved at some point because their attendance is terrible. Those are your top 10 most embarrassing NFL teams. Are Pennywise the Clown and Mary Poppins part of the same species?
Oh, what? Man.
Here's the theory.
What?
That Pennywise, popcorn, I'm working on it. They're members of the same species. considering these factors. They both return every 20-something years, 27 for Pennywise, 25 for Mary. They return to regenerate energy from a group of children.
Oh, no.
They have a tendency to return to the kids who are now adults from the last time they visited. In both stories, the grown-up version of the kids forget their experiences. They both lure a child named Georgie away from their siblings.
Oh, my gosh.
This is too much.
And they do so with a paper toy, and it, Pennywise uses a paper towel. In Mary Poppins Returns, it's a kite. They both have the power to use what's in the children's minds.
Oh, no.
Parents in both stories are oblivious to the fantastical situations their kids are experiencing. Both Mary Poppins and Pennywise have a penchant for singing and dancing. And at the end of Mary Poppins Returns, all the characters go floating off with balloons. And we all know.
You know what this reminds me of? The comparison between Lincoln and Kennedy. You know, that long list of...
This one actually has more...
I know! It's amazing.
It's frightening.
At 6:55, let's take this call from Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hey. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just calling to say that after 10 years of listening to your show, we are moving, my wife and I, back to Minnesota.
Oh.
And
crap!
I know, really. No Mageddon. But I was thinking about all the things I'm going to miss in Alabama that I don't get up there, and one of the things on my list was your show.
Well, you know what? You don't have to miss it, because on the app you can hear us anywhere.
Yeah.
You could be in Timbuktu.
And by the way, we're very social media savvy, so let us know when you're listening so we can say hello to you.
We will. We'll.
All right.
We have the Cronins in North Carolina tuning in every
day. I know. That's right. We've had people in Jamaica. You remember your friends were in Jamaica, and they were listening to us.
And some of my former bitter coworker.
And then those folks in Texas that listen to us.
That's right. We've got a big group in Texas as well.
But anyway, we're going to, we'll miss, Montgomery will miss you, but we'll still be around whenever you want to hear us.
Well, we'll have to tune in. We just got internet up in Minnesota last year.
So. Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Then they're going to start paving some of those roads too, huh?
Yeah. All right. We all take care. God bless and keep up.
And I hope you don't have a bad winter.
Safe travels.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for all those years of devoted listening. That means the world to us. Appreciate it. Oh, man. 656. In the 80s, I would get those kind of calls almost daily, but it was people fleeing Miami after the Mariel boat lift and the crime started to get out of control.
Yeah.
I'll save the rest of this stuff. There's nothing all that significant. At 6:56, we're going to check traffic before we get into Fox News at the top of the hour. Random facts coming up with Jay, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. The specials change today, and we'll find out what they are next hour.
As we roll into a Wednesday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is taking a look around the river region, and we still see MPD working an accident at Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. That's an accident with injury, so be careful if you have to go through that area. If you are on the interstates, everybody is still up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard, but look out, there's a lot of traffic out there with you, and there are no issues on the 31s. We do want you to keep an eye out for school buses and kids this morning as you head on into work. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have 8 SE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Tonight, CBS has the best reality shows on TV. First, it's Survivor Island of the Idols season premiere.
All right, let's get to work.
Two-time winner Sandra Diaz-Twine and Boston Rob Mariano take a whole new set of castaways to school.
Think of this place as a Survivor boot camp.
Then it's the Big Brother season finale. Ah! Who will take it all?
We are all fair game.
CBS Tonight.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And now, a star is born.